This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong. And the beauty and skincare industry has found a deep anchor in the ideas of self-care and clean beauty. But what defines a beauty product that is legitimately clean or all natural? What are the benefits beyond the buzzword hype? And what goes into the manufacturing and price point of creating these products? I have Charlotte Chua, founder of vegan and cruelty-free deodorant brand Joy, on the line with me today to talk about that.
Hi everyone, I'm Charlotte, I'm the founder of Joy. Joy is founded because we find that there's a gap in this market. There's a lot of products with made with synthetic chemicals, and there's not enough choices out there for products that's made with natural ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Why did you start with deodorant specifically? I mean, there's a lot of clean beauty products on the market. You know, people would generally pivot first to, let's say, makeup or, I don't know, face wash or body wash, but you went to deodorant first. Why is that?
That's actually because when I got pregnant, so I couldn't find anything. You know, when ladies, you got pregnant, you start to question about all the products that you're using, right? So I can't find anything that is like aluminium-free, just like, safe to be used during pregnancy. So, and when I went online and did some research and found that you can actually make deodorants with natural ingredients, which is effective.
I see. So it came out of your own necessity, and then you thought, yeah, you know, there is nothing like this yet, so I might as well do it myself, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
Mm. So, you know, I understand that while now you have expanded into having more products than just the deodorant. So what actually differentiates Joy from other clean beauty or all natural skincare lines that are out there on the market right now?
Okay. We do notice that there's a few brands of natural deodorant in the market. So most of them are either in paste form or in like the stick form. So none of them is like a liquid roll-on deodorant. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm a roll-on deodorant user. So that is why we headed that direction to start a roll-on deodorant.
Right. So it's basically giving a level of practicality that maybe some other brands might not be able to provide, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. And also, you know, I've noticed that in regards to your products, again, with this all-natural label, right? What exactly defines your product as all-natural? So what exactly is the production process there?
So that's actually, it's a non-regulated section, actually. So there's no regulation bodies that to regulate this industry, right? So the only way that we do is we only source and use raw materials and ingredients which are naturally derived, and if we can, with Cosmoset approved. So that's how we define this product as being natural.
I see. I mean, I think that seems fairly evident when you take a look at your product line as well. A lot of your products use, I believe, essential oils for the different scents that are available. For example, you have you've got blue tansy here, you've got cypress and sandalwood, eucalyptus and mint, for example. But essential oils and raw materials that are natural and are naturally derived are also fairly expensive. So could you talk to me a little bit about that process of sourcing? Where are you getting it from and why?
It is actually a lot more expensive compared to a lot of synthetic chemicals. So we have been importing this material directly overseas, and because we have been working with these suppliers for some time, and they have been offering us quite a good could offer. Mm-hmm. But the only issue that I think we have, it will be the cost of shipment.
So how are you mitigating that at all? I mean, is that something that you're factoring into the final cost of the product as well?
Yeah, definitely. But because we are a direct-to-consumer brand, so there's no middleman, and we are the manufacturer ourselves, that's why we are able to offer the products in a very affordable price.
I see. And also, interestingly, you know, you are, as you mentioned, the manufacturers of it yourself. What was the R&D process like to even come up with the prototype product in the first place? I mean, had you done anything like this before?
Yeah, we actually formulated all the products ourselves, in our lab. So pre-launching, there's a lot of testing we've done. And yeah, but everything has been done, being done in-house.
And how long did that take?
It took us about 6 to 9 months to formulate our deodorant.
Mm-hmm. So had you had experience in this sort of line of skincare products or the beauty industry in general before this point?
Yes, I myself have been in the industry for 10 over years.
Mm-hmm.
So before this, we do supply skincare products to like beauty salons. Yeah, so this is sort of like a new venture.
Right, so this is almost, I guess, a spin-off of what you were already doing in the first place. I see. And, you know, Joy specifically, this venture started in March 2020. And in case anyone isn't aware, that is unfortunately right when the pandemic hit. So could you tell me a little bit about that experience and what you went through then?
Yeah, we actually launched 2 weeks before the pandemic, the lockdown started. So all of us were pretty nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But turned out, because we are a direct consumer brand and we actually focus online, so turned out to be a blessing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So every time, everyone is just at home scrolling your phone,
mm-hmm.
browsing the internet. So I guess we actually launched at a nice time.
Mm.
Then for me, I would think that the pandemic actually helped us push the brand forward for a bit.
Interesting, interesting. I will also point out that one of the issues with selling these sorts of products online, especially in the case of deodorant, that it's supposed to, the focus is on a sense, right? When it comes to your products, it's a sensory experience, which you can't provide online, unfortunately. So could you tell me about that? I mean, how have you navigated that issue as well?
If you're a deodorant user, I think the most important thing, I mean, the scent will be very, very important.
Mm.
But I think the most important thing will be how effective the deodorant is.
Mm-hmm.
So because we know our deodorant works, how we attract our customer is we provide a 30-day money back guarantee for a deodorant. So if you're not happy with it, we'll just give you a full refund.
Got it. Got it. So, you know, you mentioned that the pandemic hitting may kind of on accident have impacted your business in maybe a more positive light than people would have initially expected. Could you tell us a little bit about what were your initial sort of projections and how the pandemic has affected that since?
Yeah, we didn't think that it'll pull off that smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
So after we launched, then pretty quickly we actually ran zero stock, like sold out everything. And then due to the pandemic, so you know, shipments, because our packaging is from China,
mm-hmm.
so there are shipments which are being delayed. So we did face a little bit of hiccups at the beginning, but that finally got sorted out.
Mm-hmm. And in the time since as well, could you share a little bit with us about your profit margin? Are you breaking even yet or have you turned a profit yet?
Yeah, because we are manufacturing all the products ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and there's no reseller.
Mm-hmm.
So other than like basic running costs and some advertising costs, I guess we're making profit actually.
Fantastic. I'm happy to hear it. All right, it's time for a short break, but after that, I will continue speaking to Charlotte Chua, the founder of Joy, a vegan and cruelty-free deodorant brand. That is all coming up after the break here on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary. Backing feminist movements. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and joining me on the line today is Charlotte Chua. She's the founder of vegan and cruelty-free deodorant brand Joy. Now, they do also have other products in the skincare line, but primarily their star product and what they started out with was all-natural deodorant. Before the break, we talked about the inception of the company as well as the entire supply chain process and why she chooses to use these raw materials that she does, and how the pandemic affected her as well. Now, there have been obviously also global supply chain issues fairly recently, and that has affected the cost and also the logistics of importing, exporting raw materials all over the world. Has that been something that has affected Joy? And if so, what steps have been taken to fix that as well?
Since the first hiccups that we have encountered because of the shortage of the packaging material, we've learned it the hard way. So I guess if you have proper planning, so you plan ahead and you give a bit more buffer time, I guess, yeah, all this can be sorted. The only thing that I guess can't be sorted will be the cost of shipments.
Mm-hmm. And also you mentioned that you guys personally manufacture it here and you don't have any resellers, but is that something that you are potentially interested in because you manufacture it yourselves? Would you be looking to move into the OEM space, for example?
We do OEM products for other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started, we do not have any resellers, but now we do.
Right.
So we are definitely open for other opportunities as well.
Interesting. Would you mind sharing maybe what other opportunities you might be looking for in that field?
Since we have been focused online for 2 years, I think the next will be us trying to go offline.
Mm-hmm. So the next step is to hopefully have a brick and mortar outlet, is what you're saying?
Either maybe outlets or maybe other resellers, which they have like a physical store.
Fantastic. All right. And also I mentioned earlier that you have since expanded the product line past just deodorant. You also have some skincare products on your collections as well. You've got, a lot of, you've got some toners, face oil, skin boosters, that sort of thing. So why was that the direction that you decided to move into in terms of product expansion?
Since we have launched our deodorants, we have been getting a lot of positive reviews, and we do get customers, sending us their reviews, mm-hmm. telling us how much they love our deodorants, and some of them do actually ask if we would come up with new product lines, and that make us think that yeah, maybe why not?
Mm-hmm.
And skincare was the next that we decided that we should launch. It's just purely because it's a big market, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is a very competitive area, but because we know we have the advantage, so yeah, we've decided to go into skincare.
Yeah, and I think also, the pandemic itself has really spurred that along. I think there was this focus on, moving into talking about mental health and self-care and taking care of yourself physically and mentally. With that in mind, I think, at least personally, can't speak for maybe anyone else, but I did notice a sort of uptick in interest about self-care products in terms of skincare, beauty, you know, I personally, and I will be the first person, I will fully admit this on air, I did not really have much of a skincare routine before the pandemic started because I always felt like I didn't have time. And then the pandemic gave me nothing but time. So, you know, I think that probably also helped that conversation around, you know, what actually are we using on our bodies? Is it actually healthy for us to be putting, you know, these products that we're not sure, you know, what the effect the ingredients actually have, you know, on our skin especially. And there has been a massive surge in consumer interest for products that are sulfate-free, paraben-free, for example, right? As you mentioned as well, aluminum is also something that people are now trying to avoid where they can in their products and other metals like it as well. So, you know, I think it's really interesting that your timing, I feel, was exactly at that moment where this conversation started really picking up a lot of steam in the industry. So I think that's really interesting. Now, another buzzword that has been sort of thrown around a lot lately and is important is sustainability. Now, you mentioned that, for example, your packaging is important and stuff like that as well. Tell me a little bit about how Joy is looking at that issue of sustainability, especially, you know, as a brand that promotes, you know, this all natural sort of narrative, right? How are you guys approaching that?
Yeah, when we can, we try to be as eco-friendly as we can. So all our packaging for skincare products are in glass bottles, glass jars. And as much as we love to, we didn't started using glass bottles for our deodorant, mm-hmm. but we are trying to find another solution instead of glass, because deodorant is something that a lot of people carry around, like you throw one into your gym bag. So we don't want like breakage, and that's why we didn't use a glass bottle for our deodorant. But we are actually looking for alternative on that. And you know how, because we are selling everything online, so there's a lot of boxes and there's some people will use bubble wraps, so we didn't use that, so we opt for the honeycomb paper, so everything is more eco-friendly. Mm-hmm. So as we try to be as eco-friendly as we can on that.
And also, you know, I think on that level, you mentioned that you are trying to find a middle ground, right? Yeah. In terms of your packaging, where, yes, you know, it is sustainable, but also maybe not so fragile, considering your products are designed to be portable, most of them anyway, right? So in line with that, is there any sort of recycling initiative maybe that Joy is looking into? Any, you know, empty bottle, like recycling sort of idea here?
We did actually thought of about that. So we did had a meeting about this thing. So we thought that, oh, maybe we can collect the bottles back from our customers and do recycling. But then we realized that because we do not have a physical store for our customer to just drop off the finished bottles, right? So for them to pack the bottles and courier to us, that will be a lot more wastage. So we thought maybe we should push this initiative a bit later on, maybe later at a more suitable time, like say for example if when we have a physical store that customer can bring back the bottles and drop it off to us.
Very exciting. Now I do also want to ask a little bit about this idea of clean beauty, and as I mentioned earlier, it is a conversation and a topic that has picked up a lot of steam recently. However, there is a slight sort of controversy around things that are marketed as, especially in the beauty industry, right, as clean beauty or all natural. And there's this controversy because, unfortunately, there are some brands out there that claim that they are these terms, but primarily use it as essentially a marketing gimmick. I mean, do you have a response to some of these claims or this idea that, you know, there are some brands that just sort of slap the label on and go on with their day and not actually adhere to what that thesis means?
I totally understand that, because before us starting this brand, we know not much about this natural industry, right? Because this is not something that is being regulated. So it's pretty hard for a consumer to know that which brand are actually doing as they claim, right? Mm. So, but again, the beauty of it now is you can actually read the ingredient that's being listed on the label, mm-hmm. and just Google it and see if it is, you know, natural or synthetic.
Mm, so there's definitely a lot of room for, I guess, consumer education. And also, I think a lot of consumers are beginning to be a lot more savvy about these things. And that's why this conversation is increasing, right, as well. I did not honestly know what parabens were before the pandemic either. So, I mean, right. And I think for Joy as well, you know, I noticed that on your website, you guys have these FAQs and ways to get in touch where if, let's say, a consumer is concerned about the verifiability, I suppose, of the all-natural label, they can easily get in touch and clarify and ask questions. And I think that's important, right? That communication.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Mm, very exciting. So wrapping up the conversation a little bit then, what are some of the other plans for Joy's future, apart from, you know, maybe looking to get some form of brick and mortar presence past your resellers? Maybe, you know, is there any product expansion plans that you could share or anything else like that?
We do. So this year will be a very interesting year as we'll be launching a lot more products and some new ranges as well, different lines. Yeah, so I can't reveal yet what we'll be launching, but it will be soon. So just stay tuned.
Great.
We do keep our social media like updated with all this, whatever things that we're going to do.
I mean, speaking of social media, where can people find you if they want the updates on these new products?
Oh, okay. Our Instagram and Facebook account is Joy Social. Yeah, just type Joy Social and you'll be able to see us.
Just for clarity's sake, that's J-O-I Social.
Yeah. We welcome all questions. Like a lot of customers, they'll just message us and ask, oh, I have this skin problem. You know, I've used something that has caused me some breakouts or like something that I've been struggling. Then, we'll try to help and recommend something that suits them.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much, Charlotte, for joining me on the show today to talk all about Joy. You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Charlotte Chua, the founder of vegan and cruelty-free deodorant brand Joy. If you've missed any of today's interview, you can go ahead and download the podcast. And you can find the podcast on our app, which is available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to listen back and also download the podcast. This is BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.